trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Why did 70 tons of steel arrive precisely when and where it was needed? Why will 26,000 square feet of cracked asphalt soon become a new manufacturing plant? X is why. X is why business gets done, why deadlines are met. Only the private bank brings the specific knowledge, experience, and product solutions to find your X factor and leverage it to your advantage. The private bank, we solve for X. Visit theprivatebank.com/commercial to find out how we can solve for X for you. Member FDIC. Why has a six-year relationship led a manufacturer's sales to increase tenfold? Why has a distributor been able to lease 100 new trucks over the past 8 years? X is why. X is why business gets done, why long-term relationships are forged. Only the private bank brings the consistency, reliability, and product solutions to find your X factor and leverage it to your advantage. The private bank, we solve for X. Visit theprivatebank.com/commercial to find out how we can solve for X for you. Member FDIC.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Basketball fans, make Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village your spot for all the action. Come cheer on your favorite team on over 50 high-def TVs and big screens. Enjoy game day food and drink specials in Chicago's famous Superosa Pizza. With unbelievable food and awesome drink specials, Real-Time Sports customers keep coming back for more. Serving Boston Lager seasonal and Rebel IPA. Enjoy Boston Lager, April's beer of the month. For information and a list of events, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves push for the playoffs against the defending champs Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena. A day after his first full contact practice since knee surgery in late February, Derrick Rose participated in some five-on-five scrimmages today. Tom Thibodeau says Rose is in a good place with rehab, but still has some work to do on his conditioning. Bulls are in Milwaukee to face the Bucks tomorrow. The Blackhawks have the day off today. They're back to practice tomorrow before hosting the Canucks on Thursday. They beat the defending Stanley Cup champion L.A. Kings last night. Carlos Rodon and Joe Weiland, your starters, when the Sox face the Dodgers this afternoon. Rodon likely to begin the season in Charlotte. Also going to a minor league game tomorrow. Eric Jokic and Derek Holland get the nod when the Cubs take on Texas this afternoon. Football news, Alabama wideout Amari Cooper is reportedly in Chicago today visiting the Bears. And back to the Cubs, who announced today they will honor the late Ernie Banks on opening night on Sunday. His sons will throw out the game ceremonial first pitches and lead the seventh-inning stretch. The team will wear a commemorative number 14 patch on both its home and away jerseys this season. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. And join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Scoreboard's Sports Bar in Oswego from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win a pair of Bulls tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Your Menard Score weather forecast. What do you know? We've got a peak of sunshine here downtown. Highs expected to climb to near 50. We're at 44 downtown right now. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
I want to hear the rest of that story. Yeah, you're interrupting the good stuff with that actual radio.
Schuster was there.
Thank you, Carrie. We appreciate you.
He saw it?
Yeah, it happened right in front of the whole media that walks in there to look at Tony Snell get dressed.
Well, everybody,
the media,
what more do you need?
I mean, who doesn't look at it? Come on. Can I get in?
You can always get in.
I like angry sports executives. Those are fun.
No, people don't like me.
Yeah, they go, but yeah.
Teddy Williams, the woodshed on wheels. Get my golf cart. We're going for a ride.
The golf cart of death.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know, these guys sort of revisiting their macho playing days. And
I'm going to take out the Joe Borchard filled nine and beat you senseless.
Yeah. Then we can go to market. Go hang out for a little bit. Yeah.
Go to market. We got special rooms at market.
God. Yes, we do. All right, Yes, we do.
Can't talk about it.
That room?
It's different than the room that you have.
No. My room is a little different. That's the game room.
Yeah.
Is that like
the what room?
The game room.
Oh.
Is that like the room at Big Hurt Enterprises?
No. Oh, yes.
That kind of room.
Yes.
Okay.
That special room.
There's a special
pillows. Mm-hmm. Special things for you. Want to say thank you to Mark Lazarus from the Chicago Sun-Times.
Who I finally got to meet.
Yeah, you finally got to meet your coworker, your teammate.
First time I've ever talked to the man.
Lavelle Neal.
See, this show brings everyone together. Carrie's pregnant. I meet Mark. That's great.
Yeah, congrats again to you, Carrie.
I know the feeling.
She's absolutely beautiful and glowing. Lavelle Neal, who gave us our twins information. C. Trent Rosecrans. Who gave us our
That's
Reds information?
That's not a name.
That's what? Yes. What?
His name is
C. It's a resort.
C. what is that to the sandals?
I was going to say it's a children's book.
What is that?
C.J. and Run.
C. Trent Rosecrans from the Cincinnati Inquirer.
Yeah.
He's a Reds guy. Long time Reds guy. Got some information about Brandon Phillips and how Brandon doesn't talk to the local media anymore because they tried to get him traded. And Brandon doesn't.
He says a lot of dumb stuff.
Brandon?
I said he's very Carl Everett, very truthosaurus like.
His whole thing about, well, now if you hit 230 and you're on base 40% of the time. And
you're a good player.
Yeah, but there's only been four people in the history of baseball to ever meet those particular thresholds.
Did you really think that Brandon was speaking from a certain reference point?
I did not.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
actually didn't.
Little Royce Clayton in him. Oh. Royce was another one that.
That's the one he used to call his mom every day?
Royce was a very...
And he was, look how smooth of a fielder I am.
Yep.
I don't have to hit. I don't care what other shortstops are doing.
Very intense.
10 years ago, I'm Ozzie Smith.
I will never forget when I heard that. Exactly. Because he came after Ozzie. He was like, ain't going to be no fall off here. You see it.
Meanwhile, he got Ripken in the building. A-Rod hitting 50 home runs. He's like, I don't have to do that.
Wasn't Royce Clayton in Moneyball? I think he played a role... In the movie
Moneyball.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, he did. He as an actor.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. He was very excited about that.
You know what that story reminds me of actually is the Ken Griffey Jr. in the clubhouse story where Paul Konerko comes to the back and asks him if he's going to get ready because I guess there's a pinch hitting situation. Exactly. There's a pinch hitting situation. I thought it was the shoe. I didn't think it was a tattoo.
Oh, there
was
a shoe. He had a tattoo on his arm of the logo. Oh,
that's what it was. So I guess PK goes back there to holler at him and goes, you know,
get ready.
I think they might need you in a couple. And, you know, Ken's sitting there chilling. You know, he's like, oh, they might need me, huh? So, you know, Paul's like, are you going to get ready? Are you going to stretch it out? Like, what are you going to take a couple
get
swings?
Get loose. Yeah.
Go to cage.
And I thought it was the shoe.
Maybe you're right.
The shoe makes it even better. He points at his shoe. And you remember, Ken Griffey had his own signature shoe forever. Yeah. And he goes, that guy ain't had to warm up in 15 years. And that was it.
Yep.
Paul walks out like, all right, nice to see you. How about you? When a guy can point to the logo of himself on his shoe and goes, you know what? That dude he's fine. Yeah. He's collecting checks. Wow. We're good out here.
He was one of those guys that was so great to talk to until you had to talk to him about baseball or the game he just played in.
Yep.
When you talked to him about football.
Russell Westbrook.
We were just talking about that.
We talked about it last week. Russell Westbrook absolutely hates any mention of basketball. Like the things that Anthony Slater and Darnell Mayberry and those guys have to go through covering him, But the minute you stop talking basketball with him and you talk about anything else, whether it be
he's great.
Where he's from, you know, clothing, all the other interests
that he
has.
He likes clothing. I know that.
He's a huge fashion guy. All the other things that go on in his life, but not the game, not the work. He doesn't like talking about work. Some dudes are just
see. I agree with it.
I was about to say, you're 100%
agree with that.
But that's the thing. The people that there's an automatic assumption by the fans that guys who do that for a living are also fans. You know, we talked to Charles Tillman about it. He doesn't like football. No. He's a basketball fan. Mm-hmm. Football is he
has interest.
It's his job.
Peavy.
Right. Peavy was like that.
Adam Dunn. He just wanted to shoot stuff. He wanted to hit home runs and work. Just wanted to go and shoot stuff. And you know what baseball did? Gave him money so he could buy stuff to shoot stuff.
Shoot stuff,
right? Jim Thome. Jim Thome is not good at talking about baseball because it's all instinct. It was all feel. You get him, and I've heard this. Everybody's got a Jim Thome story. Everybody. But somebody said that he was at the Bass Pro Shops in wherever it was, down on 94, like halfway to Michigan. And he said he ran into Jim Thome, and he was, you know, pushing a cart, like loading up on lures and ammo or whatever. He said they started just a casual outdoors conversation.
Wrong direction.
He said he was there for 20 minutes.
Right.
20 minutes talking about fishing.
Yeah.
Peavy wanted to talk about Chargers football and making babies.
Well,
two things he loved.
Both. Yeah.
Well, he's like friends with Philip Rivers. Yeah. You know, he actually, here's a great story.
Eight kids, right?
Phil? Well, and Peavy's trying to catch up. It's like a competition. They were neighbors when Philip Rivers had the ACL.
Right.
He helped cut. They bring him home from the ACL, and he ended up playing that week, which tells you a little about Philip Rivers. Mm-hmm. They fixed the ACL.
That was the game where LT sat out.
Because, and he announced he's not playing like 2 weeks before. And, meanwhile, Philip Rivers gets ACL fixed. Right. Peavy helps carry him out. Couldn't walk on it, and yet that dude played that week against the Colts.
That's Alabama a game. Tough man.
Alabama tough.
I just won't throw as many pitches I can throw. 275 today, whatever they need.
Want that dog pile. Got to have that dog pile of man on me.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Second down of a